It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Revenge politics.
Let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's House action adopting a Michigan Religious Freedom Restoration Act was, by design, a little dose of here's how bad it can get if you don't play along.
Right. The RFRA. That's what folks are calling it, the acronym at least.
That sounds like something Scooby-Doo would say. Mm-hmm. RFRA.
The RFRA was supposed to move in tandem with a measure that would add protections based on sexual orientation to the state's civil rights law. Mm-hmm. That was a version that Republican Speaker of the House Jace Bulger said he could accept as long as there was a separate bill, one that would provide some cover for people who have religious objections to gay rights.
But LGBT advocates said there should also be explicit protections for transgender people who might be perceived as gay, regardless of their sexual orientation, etc.
Mm-hmm. But Bulger, he was all, nope. Giving up control, it's clear that it's something
you just don't know you can't do. So Bulger got the RFRA passed, showing the LGBT community just what happens when you cross him.
And the LGBT community is totally, absolutely opposed to the RFRA because they say it's a faith-based license to discriminate. So now they're faced with the possibility of everything they don't want out of a deal to add LGBT protections and nothing they do want.
Now, LGBT advocates, they do have an alternative going to the ballot in 2 years.
Sure, but that's expensive and there are no guarantees that voters will support it.
And also, depending on what the U.S. Supreme Court does with Michigan's same-sex marriage case, they might prefer to focus on repealing the state's ban on gay marriage.
Right, but all of this is an example of why Bulger has been such an effective speaker.
He uses every lever of power available to get his way, and he's glad to show you how miserable you might be if you don't play along. I know you see it. I know you see it
my way. Bulger also had his way last night as Republicans passed a road funding bill in the state house.
This is supposed to be the no new taxes option. Yeah. The sales tax on fuel sales would basically be shifted to transportation from schools and local governments.
And needless to say, the school lobby doesn't like that one bit.
And so now it's Bulger versus Governor Snyder and the Senate-approved plan. But I suspect this is also a tactical move. The Senate will likely reject the Bulger plan. The House will reject the Senate-passed gas tax increase.
And that would then send the issue to a conference committee.
Made up of 3 House members and 3 Senate members to pound out a proposal that would have to be voted up or down.
No amendments.
No new negotiations to change the bill.
It would certainly be a signal that they're serious about getting transportation funding done in lame duck.
In fact, how all of these controversies are handled will signal how serious they are.
Right.
Every negotiation, every side deal can be used to persuade a Democrat to vote for, say, a tax increase so a Republican won't have to, or to persuade a Republican so the leadership doesn't have to make more concessions to Democrats.
Right. In fact, House Democratic Leader Tim Grimmel, he says he wants road funding to be the very last thing that's done in lame duck. He wants all those other deals, whatever they may be, to play out before the final vote on this main event.
And some of them might be agreements to do things, but look at what else Republicans have put out there. There's the RFRA, of course, but also auto no fault, barring local wage and sick day ordinances, electoral college, just to name a few, and there's still a little bit of time to put some more things out there, you know, put some more things on the table. So these negotiations, they will also be about what won't happen.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.